To subscribe to the Kids Film Review podcast, search for us on iTunes or point your podcatching software to kidsfilmreview.com/podcast/rss.xml. This podcast is also available as a video, which can be seen on youtube.com/user/kidsfilmreview.
Welcome to Kids Film Review.
Yay!
Welcome to Kids Film Review episode 4.
Yay! That's the way to do it. Okay, today we are going to be reviewing on this episode, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, yeah. As requested by Karis and Seren last week.
Yes, and it's a good one. So, okay, thank you for the feedback from the last episode. We're liking your comments.
And do continue, please.
Yeah, continue. Join the Facebook group and leave some more comments there. That'd be great. So, today's film, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Well, this was bought for Karis for Christmas.
Yes.
And I think the first time she watched it, she was interested, wasn't she? But not, you know, terribly excited.
Yeah,
about
it was a long slog for her,
I think. Second time, she really liked it and has continued to ask for it on a regular basis, as does Seren too.
Yeah.
They like the dancing, particularly.
Yeah. So this is the 45th anniversary edition, and you can tell. It feels dated in some ways,
yeah.
But in other ways it is still as fresh as ever. So it was, it says here, it won an Oscar in 1964 for Best Actress, Best Editing, Music Score, Music Song and Special Visual Effects. So it was obviously very highly respected and
yeah,
well received at the time.
Now.
So, but what did Karis and Seren think about it? Let's take a look.
Baby Poppins!
What film is it?
That's what does happen.
Yeah.
That does happen. That does happen. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about Mary Poppins?
She's pretty.
She's pretty?
Yes, I look.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
You like the penguins?
Yes.
The dancing penguins?
Yes.
Are the penguins on the roof in the film?
No.
Where are the penguins in the film?
They're cooking.
They're cooking?
Yes.
They bring the food out, don't they, in the restaurant?
Yeah. That's horsey.
You like the horsey bits, don't you?
That's horsey.
Can you point to the other horses?
That's horsey, not that.
What kind of horses are they? Are they real horses?
No, pretend horses.
Pretend horses? Well, how do they ride on pretend horses, Karis?
They just fly.
They fly, do they?
Yeah.
Let's go fly a
kite
up to the highest.
Kite.
Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring.
And it's covered off dragon in.
It hasn't got a dragon in it.
No.
Has it got
me?
Has it got any fighting
Watch
in it?
Me.
Shh.
No.
Watch me.
Okay, hang on. We're gonna watch you in a minute, okay?
So we can see that Seren was singing there.
Yeah.
And she's already learnt some of the words and the tune to the song after only watching it since Christmas. And as you can see, they both really like the animated part. I mean, I remember when I was a little girl loving that jumping into a picture into
yeah,
a cartoon
it's
world.
It's magical, yeah.
And they like the penguins. They both comment on the penguins, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They love the dancing and singing. So, yeah. Well, let's set this film up then. I'm sure most of you have seen it.
At least once before.
So I remember when I saw it as a child, and then when I saw it as a teenager, I didn't get it at all. It just looked clunky and dated and awful as a teenager. And I hated it. And then when I saw it again as an adult, I thought, oh no, that is quite good actually. So where's it set?
Well, it's in London, isn't it? Well, a rather bad Hollywood version of London, I have
yeah,
to say.
And saying Hollywood version, it was entirely filmed in Hollywood on yeah. a built and painted
I mean,
set.
Actually,
so.
I have to say, one of the things I noticed as an adult, which I definitely did not see as a child, is the whole backdrop thing.
Yeah.
The blue screen thing. I just did not notice that. It obviously just didn't feature in my mind.
No.
And it doesn't with the girls either, like the bit where the dog jumps up and barks. You know, they can't see that the dog is just a video and the... The children
it's cutting
aren't really
edge
there.
At the time, though. Cutting edge at the time, and also it was made by Americans who. Anyway, the geography of London is way off. And almost as bad as someone's accent in it. So
yeah, I can't imagine who that is.
Okay, so who are the characters?
Well, there's Mary Poppins, of course, who is the nanny.
Yeah.
And there are the two little children, Michael and Jane, who are very cute. And much better than the two little children in Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
They actually can act.
And then there's Bert.
There's Bert, who is Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
And then there's the parents and the cook and the admiral and, you know, just the staff.
Yeah, just the little characters, the area, anyway. Yeah.
And the mum, who is the suffragette.
Suffragette, yeah. And So I really like the mum being a suffragette.
Yeah, it's great. I definitely appreciate it more as an adult than I did as a child.
Yeah, I mean,
the second
song is them, you know, our daughters will adore us. Yeah. So I was singing that one this afternoon when we watched. Yeah, I'm a feminist at heart. Okay, well, let's talk about the story quickly.
It is a bit lacking on story plot line, isn't it, really? But the general, very basic gist of it is that it is the two little children are so terribly naughty, in a really not way, that they can't keep a nanny and they keep running away and things, and mum's busy doing her suffragette stuff and dad's a important banker in London. Mm-hmm. And so they bring in Mary Poppins, who comes to save the day. And it's just about how that week, isn't it a week?
Yeah,
basically,
it's a week. She gives them a week.
Where she gives them a week of being the nanny, and she takes them and does various adventures, and they meet and get to know Bert, and she shows them a different perspective to life. And father doesn't approve and doesn't like things. And then the key moment in the film, I suppose, is when the children go to the bank and sort of almost destroy things for him.
Yeah. And cause a run on the bank,
don't they? Cause a run on the bank, yeah. And then, you know, they go off and father comes back and almost and loses his job, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. And then gets it back again.
And then gets it back again at the end.
And this, that is it. There is no other plot except they go on an adventure, they come home. They go on an adventure, they come home. They go to the bank, they come home, go on an adventure, come home. And go and fly a kite.
Yeah, and we were talking about the character thing. There's only developing character, really, is the dad, and then a little bit the children, possibly.
Yeah, but because the relationship... This is one of the weak points of the film, is that there's no character development, really, at all, or even relationship development.
Nope.
The husband and wife, their relationship stays the same.
Yeah.
Mary Bert and Poppins, yeah. They've obviously known each other before the film.
And he obviously loves her.
Yeah, and by the end of the film, have they kissed?
Nope.
Have they gone out?
Nope.
Have they done anything?
Nothing's moved on.
They
just had a few key adventures together.
And the children are no better behaved at the end of the film.
But the thing is, they weren't badly behaved to begin with. That's
It was the father's perception.
It was the dad's perspective.
And the mother doesn't change, and the cook, and nobody else. So basically...
Well, they're all a bit happier.
They're a bit happier.
More relaxed in life.
But the only person who's changed, who's had a change of heart, and who's had any kind of character development, is the dad.
Yeah. Well, the children, you could say, the little scene where Bert sits them down when he's a chimney sweep and they've just run away, and he sits them down and explains to them that, you know, who looks after the daddy? Nobody looks after the daddy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is quite a patriarchal view on life, isn't it? You know, and the children do sort of understand that, you know, that daddy's very busy and has a big job, and that they have to think about him too. But it is in a very 2 minutes. That's the key moment of, I don't know, teaching to the children.
Yeah. And then they go and play on the rooftops.
They go and play on the rooftops and things. Yeah. But that's what it is. It's spectacle and musical, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And that's what's good about it.
But that's basically the only theme is family, really. That's about it.
Not even
love.
Well, you could say there's a little bit about being aware about other people, where Mary Poppins tries to get the children and the father aware of the bird woman feeding the birds. Although I can't quite work out if it's meant to be the birds that you're sympathetic for or the elderly lady who obviously doesn't have very much money selling things to feed the birds. I assume it's meant to be the latter, but...
Well, they don't have that problem in London anymore. You're not allowed to feed the birds in London anymore. So, anyway, good bits for the film.
Oh, well, all the music and the magic and the fun and just the exciting, wacky stories, like the tea party on the ceiling. And the
girls just love all that. They just love the dancing,
yeah, don't they?
And, like I say, Seren, who is not two yet, is learning the songs, and I'm trying to get Karis to get up and actually learn the dances as well. But and the dances, that is what feels dated. You just never, ever see a guy, a film star now, dance.
But I think that's a shame.
I think it's a shame. I would love to see them be able to dance as good as Dick Van Dyke, but that style of dancing is like that whole like kind of angular and
he
stuff.
He still does that in Diagnosis Murder in the 90s, and it's fantastic.
Well, then. He still does it in Night at the Museum, almost.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, well, he does that kind of movement and thing, doesn't it? So
anyway, yeah.
Bad but, bits.
No, I just want to say that I think the simplicity of it is what the children like so much because they actually can understand it all. Because I remember when we were little, we didn't have a video recorder for years. So we could only watch videos when we went to my auntie's house. And whenever we did, it was always Mary Poppins we'd asked for. Because it was magical and it was a nice, you know, that the simplicity of the story, we could get to grips with it. And there's all the fun at the same time. But the negatives...
Oh, the accents. Yes. The accent. The negative is, basically, I can't understand Dick Van Dyke at some points. Because he says things, and come on, lad, step in tight. I can't even do this accent. Come on, lad, step in tight.
Well, it's not like you're the first person to point that out.
No, it's just awful. But then also the other Americanisms in it as well.
Yeah, and just the poor geography of London and the backdrops and things.
But as kids, your kids, unless they're from London... Won't notice it at all. So, anyway, let's see what see if Karis and Seren, or how they rate this film, if they want to see it again.
Yeah.
So, Mary Poppins, do you like this film?
Yes, they get married.
They get married, and do you want to watch this film again?
Yes.
Do you like this film?
The Red Animations.
You want to watch Dalmatians again now? No. Would you give this 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, or 5 stars?
3 stars.
5 stars. It's a very, very good film, is it? Isn't it?
No stars on it.
Listen, well, say goodbye to Mary Poppins.
Bye.
Say goodbye to the people up there.
Bye.
Bye.
Yep, so there we can see 5 stars, although they're not actually in the film.
Yeah, Karis was a little bit confused about the star rating there.
Yeah, but they definitely love it and they both want to watch it, and we would give it a 5 star, wouldn't we, as a family?
Yeah, as a family film,
yeah,
5 star.
Yeah, or more as a chip, or maybe even more of a buy one and put it on for the kids to watch while you're trying to cook the tea or something.
Yeah, and it is long. If you want a good film which will keep your kids amused
All night.
This is a film to get.
Well, it's one that we have to break in half quite a lot and do on two.
Yeah, they didn't finish watching it this afternoon, did they? No. Okay, so yeah, that's a 5-star film. Get it.
If you haven't already.
Yeah. And if you want to do us a favour, we have like a little store on our website. It's just run by Amazon, but if you buy a film through our store, we get like a tiny cut from that. But it's helpful to pay for bandwidth and for the website costs and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to give us feedback, you can email us at kidsfilmreview@googlemail.com, and you can contact us on Twitter. We're just at kidsfilmreview.
Yep, cool.
Yep, or on the Facebook group.
Yes.
And next episode, we will be reviewing one of those films there, probably.
Probably. Oh, we might even get one out that we've not seen.
Yeah, or we might go to the cinema and watch The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, speaking of which.
Yeah.
Tooth Fairy.
Oh, yes, I need to go and do a Tooth Fairy tonight. And, we might go and see... Well, we're probably going to see something from the cinema at some point as well.
Yeah, and so. We need to review Madagascar and Madagascar 2.
Yeah, someone suggested those. Yeah. And someone also suggested Help Me, I'm a Fish, so we're going to have to get that one out.
Yeah.
But please send us your suggestions of films that you would like us to review.
It'd be nice to review one we haven't seen one.
Yeah, okay then. Thanks for watching episode 4 of Kids Film Review.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye, Kappa.
Can I have a kiss? Can I have a kiss?
No.
Can I have a kiss?
No, just one.
You want to cuddle?
Aww.